reason that I'm willing to go there. Do you have anything else? I mean, that's my thought process right now. You tell me. Got anything else?
I mean, I'm trying to do quick math to see what that range is. I mean, so that would take its assessed value to, right now it's assessed at 133,820. So you're still to that.
I'm talking about appraised value is what we're looking at here for the property.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just trying to do the math to say, I mean.
Okay, as to how much would that change is, in other words, since the tax rate goes from 32 to 19, but we're upping the amount, how much does it make a difference?
95,000.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so the assessed value,
it still drops his bill by 500,000. It looks like it drops your bill about 95,000.
No, 295,000.
Huh?
From 133 to 95 assessed.
It goes from 133 to 95. Is that right for assessed?
Approximately. Susan could do the math on that.
Roughly, I think, is what it looks like.
And then what's the FEMA? I don't know what the effective tax rate is, but somebody, I'm curious if I can punch that in my computer.
For residential?
Well, this is Branson. You can kind of figure a nickel. It's 5.1996 for the levy on that place. So.
I think I heard that right. It's basically 51996.051996.
Yep. And again, I don't have the levies in front of me, but that's what I can remember.
Sure. Okay. I mean, the thing that I would ask the board to consider, I mean, again, is that the increase in its appraised value, you know, I don't think my client would dispute that it's worth more than the $16,000 that it was appraised at for last year. I don't think there's any dispute here, but it is an extreme burden when nothing is happening with the property. I mean, this property is sitting here and my client, you know, paying to the county taxes to increase the taxes, even under this proposal, to basically, if our math comes out roughly right, to $5,000 a year. That is a really large burden when there's been no change.
And Brian, I do honestly appreciate that as a fellow taxpayer, and all of us have felt the sting of the raise of prices around here for homes and everything else. But the percentages of increase are not really something the BOE can get into, as long as the value is at or below fair market value. I mean, our mandate is supposed to be market value, and we're still giving, I think, a discount on probably what that property is worth, but I appreciate the argument. Anything else?
I don't, Brent, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
You know, that document that I was just trying to come up with something.
No, we
change the value. Can I change my value?
we appreciate your honesty on what you put here. But I think that, I guess the one thing I would say is that you have been undertaxed for quite a while. And so you have had the benefit of that for quite a while. Now, I don't know when you purchased this, but it looks like 2019, but about 3 or 4 years, you've had a pretty good benefit here on that piece of property, because I mean, $60,000 was way under. But and so I understand why you have sticker shock at this point, but they've gone through and they've caught it, and believe me, you're not the only one in the county, because there has been a very aggressive. Effort to try and get the whole county covered and to get properties properly assessed.
So. Are there any comparable sales that you guys have?
We do not have any comparable sales, I don't think, except unless you went across the street to the...
Here's something that gives me heartburn. This gives me heartburn. Because I've had this thing set for sale for 4 years.
You've had it for sale for
4 years and nothing. And so... It makes me really question, you know, the value of that property. If you ask me now, I'd say that's probably what it's
okay. All right. And to that issue, you've just told me something I did not know. You said you've had it on the market for 4 years. Okay. And what were you going to say?
On the BOE appeal form, it tells people to bring an appraisal or bring some sales comps or whatever they can do to prove it. Now, what they're asking us to do is do what they were supposed to do to come here for BOE. They're wanting us to defend.
I understand.
With respect to the board, I would like to know, the letter actually says it gives some examples of evidence. So I think the evidence that we would present to the extent is one of the things that is listed, item C, a copy of your taxpayer change notice. Obviously, you all have a copy of that, but it shows what it was assessed at before, what it's assessed at now. The evidence that we're offering is, again, my client's testimony that despite the listings that you're looking at, in 4 years, they've had no one make that offer. I'll also let you know that we made a request to Max Harriman with REMAX Realtors. His response for comparable, his response is there have been no comparable that have been done. And to be frank, there are no sales contracts, appraisals, deeds, or surveys because my client haven't had anyone offer to purchase the property at those prices. So the item that you all, again, it's, the letter doesn't say you need to bring that. It just gives an example of that. The only thing that we really could bring to you would be item C, a copy of your taxpayer change notice, and then the testimony of my client regarding A and B. B being income and expense information, is that there has been no income generated from the property. And the only thing that we have are expenses related to insuring it and now for the taxes, which are going to drop.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to make a motion to do. Based on the fact that he said he's had it listed for the last 4 years, I'm going to make a motion that we – I'm not going to make a motion to increase. I'm just going to make a motion that we deny a change in value, what the assessor said, but grant the change of classification back to residential.
Second.
There's been a second on the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Brian, I really appreciate you guys being available, and you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and what we'll – and obviously, you have a right to go to the State Tax Commission, but we have granted the part dealing with the classification and with respect to the values. Obviously, if you can go to the State Tax Commission if you think that that's not okay.
We really appreciate your time. I know I serve on a local board up here in Springfield, and I know these guys are volunteers, so thank you for your time and consideration this afternoon.
I really appreciate that. We're winding up our last hour here, hopefully, of a 10-day session, 10 days out of the month that we have been down here. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, and tell Dan – nope, never mind. Say Dan Wooten. All right. Does this leave the hotels? Anything else?
Would you have Liberty, and they're only available to help them.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to go to. I think at this point, I mean, the board can't agree. We can't get to a mutual decision on this. And I think we have to look at it as a whole. And that's, I've got to look at all the numbers here.
Yeah, this is where I was showing you our saying in 2022 they were 8.6, then this year it went to 57 million, and they're wanting 8.69 as market value, these numbers. And you probably don't have that. It's from yesterday.
Okay, I've got BOE 1 through 99, or is it how many?
Well, there was one in the middle of that, though.
Yeah, it's that the Rock Vacations, yeah.
That.
No. But that number was not in this. Isn't it just 1 through 99, or is there more than that?
Well, there's 137 of them, so.
Yeah, I thought there were 137 of them.
And I thought there was 139 because I saw 139.
Okay, well, but all of the pages in between, well, unless they've got, yeah, okay. Oh, well, we've got. We've
yeah, because it
one,
goes through
10,
139.
110, 100, 108.
They're out of order
because they gave them set times.
Okay, but no. Were they all consecutive?
They were all at the same time.
They were consecutive, though? So if there are 139 yeah. properties, then it would be 1 through 139?
Yeah. Well, let me see if there's a 140. Nope.
Hold on.
Goes through. Oh, yeah. Yes, there is a 140. Hold on. So there is a 140 because they're out of order.
Are the BOE numbers listed on that sheet that he gave us? It's got an appeal, and it goes through 138. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There's a 139 in here.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, page 15 has number 139.
And I show a 140 as well.
Okay, well, then they start, like when we get into the 60s, it goes 61, 63, then they skip 62 and 67. Okay.
I know there's not a 3.
There's a 3 on this sheet.
There is?
Uh-huh. It's on the 1, 2, 3, four, fifth one down. Sixth one down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 136.
That's on page 2.
Okay, on their spreadsheet, they have listed. On their spreadsheet, they have listed. So we'd have to count them all up.
I need just.
Yeah, I'm just going to. Here's what I'm
going to. Pages and do it.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to call them and just say, tell them that the board cannot. We cannot reach a resolution. We believe that they.
Debbie or Alicia, if you can hear me, can you look at the folder and see how many Empire Liberty has? It was all in one folder. I think it said 1 through 141.
Well, the highest number on one of their appeals is 138, is my understanding. But there's not 138 properties. There's some numbers skipped in there.
Yes.
And the highest one I see on the docket is 140.
And you've got one that says 140?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is on their sheet. That doesn't mean that they're right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 140 is on page 16.
There's number 3. It's between 29 and 30.
Yeah, I'm not going to count.
There's 230. There's a 34 and a 344. Dave, I think you're going to have to go through the numbers because even this one,
I have them all written down.
This says 344 versus.
Do you see on your cloud, folders, the very first one says 2023-1-141 Liberty Empire, and that has everything listed.
Where?
In your folder there, on the cloud, the very first folder that comes up. Is for Liberty and Empire.
Oh, counted 137 applications.
Okay.